We're going left coast. We're going west coast.
So excited.
We're going out to Pebble Beach. Eric Lippert, the head golf professional out of Pebble Beach, is joining us. Good morning, Eric. How's it going?
Good morning, guys. How are you? You guys doing all right?
We're doing awesome. Are we going to hear about marine layers today? Because that's what we've heard a lot of the last couple of days.
No. We've turned on the fans. We're blowing that stuff out of here. No more marine layers.
Oh, that's awesome. But, you know, it's funny. You play a golf course on the coast. You do have the problem of running into weather sometimes, don't you?
Well, you do, but that's kind of been a tradition for this tournament for years and years and years. So to have some of that kind of weather, but you know, it's been the play that's gotten in has been really good golf. You can see by the scoring, the guys are scoring well. So obviously, you know, the courses are in still very, very good condition to allow that kind of scoring.
Well, but it still has to be an unusual scenario where the weather is a bigger story than the Bill Murrays, the Bill Belichicks, and the, you know, and the Larry the Cable Guys of the world.
Yeah, it could be, but I'm telling you, you know, when you're out here and you're seeing what's going on, you know, people are still out here enjoying the celebrities and what's happening. And again, you know, one of the kind of sayings people say, well, it's got to be Crosby weather. You know, we finally got some Crosby weather. Back in the day before it was AT&T, it's been, everybody called it the Crosby. And certainly, you know, you dealt with this kind of weather. I mean, you know, that's what you can get sometimes just about anywhere. There's really good golf, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, and you live it the other, you know, 358 days of the year. How does this kind of a weather pattern affect the way the course plays?
Now, the courses are playing great. Look, they're championship golf courses, and to have the kind of caliber of courses that we have means you have to have that kind of caliber of a crew out there in your maintenance, and our superintendents are phenomenal, and really, what that means is we have great conditions. Yeah, there's some wet spots and wet areas, and there's challenges inherently anytime you have the kind of weather, but really, these guys are so good at what they do that the golf courses are still able to produce some good scores for good shots and still be penal when it's not, when you're offline.
I mean, and the leaderboard's complete garbage. I mean, you've got Jordan Spieth and Jason Day and Patrick Reed all at the top of the leaderboard. So it's shaping up to be a great weekend. What kind of scores do you see coming out of Pebble Beach when we get to Sunday with the weather kind of shifting over? Is this thing going to have some teeth to it?
Yeah, no, I think you got it right on there. I mean, you're going to, you know, it's that kind of thing. We've got a great field, obviously. You can see that by the leaderboard. And, yeah, unfortunately, I think Dustin Johnson, too, is right up there as well. When you look at that top 10, you've got some very exciting people to watch. I think on the amateur side, you've got a lot of celebrities kind of sitting in that area as well. You know, you're going to see some good scores. Somebody's going to come out and probably shoot a nice score in the 66, 67 range, I would say, on the weekend, maybe make up some ground. They have ball in hand on the fairways, right? So that certainly will lend itself to somebody who starts hitting it, who kind of gets in a groove and starts hitting it well. But obviously the services are putting very well, because no matter how good you hit it, if you can't putt well, you know, if you're struggling with your putting, you're not going to make the birdies and shoot those kind of scores. So they're shooting some nice scores. Score is going to be great. It's really shaping up to be actually a very exciting weekend. And if you have a ticket for this weekend, you're going to see a lot of golf, because obviously people are finishing rounds this morning, and then you'll have another wave of folks come out there. So you're kind of getting more bang for your buck. You get to see two waves of players out here today.
Yeah, and what I really enjoyed from the early part of the week with some of the crazy gusty winds is just seeing how good these guys really are when they're starting shots out over the wave line on the ocean and bringing it back in with the wind. I'm curious if the greens are able to hold, do these guys worry about hitting too much loft and getting up into the wind and having their aim be off, even though they can hold close to the hole?
Yeah, you know, sometimes you're talking about the spin and getting the ball to get up in the air and having it spin quite a bit. You know, obviously, the wind adds just one more element to the challenge of what is already a pretty challenging game, as we all know. Or anybody that's played it probably is aware that it's just not quite as easy as these guys tend to make it look. But, you know, one of the things that's really fascinating and really is exciting and enjoyable, and one of the things that people really do enjoy about Pebble Beach is that, yeah, you can get some of that breeze, and day-to-day it doesn't play the exact same, which really is a special thing. You know, we see it when it's not a tournament, we see that kind of thing. You know, people come out and they play a couple times in a week, and, wow, one day it was sunny and clear, and the next day it was windy, and they go, wow, what a great different, you know, it's a whole different experience and a whole different way and challenge to play the course. So, you know, it you're right. They're out there playing number seven, and some guys are hitting seven irons when it's windy, and the next day they're chipping their sand wedges again. So.
All right, Eric, do we have a sandbagger alert out there? I mean, you could totally name names if you want to with the amateurs. Do we have a regular sandbagger, and do we have anybody that maybe is a reverse sandbagger whose handicap is way too low for the way that they play?
They don't. I'll tell you what, it's you don't get away with it in this event. I haven't really seen it, you know? You haven't seen it. Those that have won in the past, you'll see. You don't see a lot of repeat customers, so to speak, in terms of going up, taking W's for the AT&T, the Pro-Am side, you know. There's not a whole lot of – and it's not something I suppose you want to be over there. That's on the national stage at this point, so I don't think that's what you want to be dubbed. It would be very, very obvious. It would be hard to get your game back at home when you win this tournament, I would imagine.
All right, so are there any swings as a head golf professional that you're out there going, okay, number one – this guy or gal isn't working hard enough at what they're supposed to be doing? And number two, is there somebody that's working way too hard and their swing is just hideous?
Well, you know, I would look, there's a lot of unbelievable golf swings, right, as you can imagine. Kind of to your point, without picking one specific person, what I would say is that what I noticed yesterday, for example, some of the folks that came off the golf course that after the delay, none of them ended up being the leaders that were coming back out to the range to warm up and or practice and hit a few more balls. So, you know, what you see is the leaders are and the guys that are playing really well, the Jason Days, the Dustin Johnsons, the Jordan Spieths, they're all swinging it pretty well, obviously. They're playing well. So their time is spent back at the room getting warm and drying off the clothes, where I saw quite a few other guys that were probably – not quite as secure in what they were doing out there, warming back up after, you know, taking every opportunity to hit golf balls, essentially. Which, well, you know, I don't know if that helps you at this point.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, we're excited. We're joined by Eric Lippert, the head golf professional out at Pebble Beach, hosting the Pebble Beach Pro-Am. Curious where you will watch the event. I know you're going to be busy, but if you had your choice, where would you be seated to catch some drama, catch some low scores, and even catch some guys maybe imploding?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, it's been really interesting to see that, you know, every year the Monterey Peninsula Foundation does a real nice job in trying to figure out how to heighten and enhance the viewing and the spectating. And one of the things they've done that's really, really cool this year is on the 10th tee, they have one of those tee decks that kind of surrounds the tee. It gives you a view up above the players. So the players down right down below you can watch them right down below where you are as they're teeing off, similar to what you've seen maybe in some other Ryder Cups and whatnot. But it's a nice open deck, and you know, today and tomorrow are scheduled to be pretty sunny, and they've got a bar set up on top of there. So I guess if you're asking, you would probably find me, if I was going to watch golf today, I'd be on that 10th tee, because you got a view all the way down 9, watch them come up 9, watch them play 10. You'll be able to see them putt out on 8. And, you know, 9 and 10 are about as dramatic as it can be. They're right there on the ocean. Beautiful views, you know, you've got wonderful looks at the players playing those holes, and they're not easy holes. And like you said, those are holes where a couple shots a little offline, and, you know, that giant water hazard to the right called the Pacific Ocean comes into play.
Yeah, and looking at the leaderboard over the last couple of days, which has been topsy-turvy, people not finishing rounds, they're starting the two different courses, all that kind of stuff. Are there names on there we should be paying attention to other than the bigs? Like, should we be looking at a Derek Fatower? Should we be looking at a Joel Dahman, you know, Kelly Kraft? Any of these guys that we should be paying more attention to over the weekend, maybe learn a little bit about them and their game?
Well, I think what will happen more than anything is certainly they've earned their right to be on the tour, and so they're great players in their own right. I think you're right. We do sometimes get infatuated with that big name who's sitting at the leaderboard. But I think in this kind of condition, the word that always comes to my mind is patience. And sometimes you figure out how much patience and perseverance someone has on these kind of conditions. It's a very frustrating thing, and it can kind of – whether you're playing good or not, it can be very frustrating. You know, 15 holes here, then you got to warm up, you know, and then go back to here over, you know, it's a drive over to there. get some lunch. You know, your routine. These guys have these guys build in a routine, a daily routine, and you can see it in them. You know, if it's hitting balls 2-3 times a day and playing in between, whatever it might be, that becomes interrupted in these scenarios. And so the guy that's patient and can persevere and kind of feel like it doesn't really affect his normal routine and doesn't get too put off by it, those are the guys that seem to rise up. And you can see that's why the great players are great. That's what makes them special, because they have that resilience. And you're probably seeing it in the Derek Fathauers and guys of that nature who you maybe haven't heard, but they're able to handle that kind of adversity as well. So it's going to be an unbelievable weekend of golf, really. I mean, the golf courses are so lush, and so green. It's going to be beautiful out there. It really is.
Eric, give our listeners a feel for, because there's three different golf courses we're playing on here, Monterey Peninsula, Spyglass, mm-hmm. and Pebble Beach. You know, if we're watching people catch up today, and obviously they're going to be maybe finishing up on one golf course, going to another one to play their third round, what do we look for? Is there one of the golf courses that people can necessarily make a move on, make a lot of birdies on? Kind of give us a feel for how each of these golf courses play for these professionals.
Sure. I think here's the thing. I think if you look in the first day or so, I want to say Pebble might have. I believe Pebble was averaging the hardest, and that's with the wind. So when you start getting a big, heavy, strong wind, Pebble Beach becomes probably the hardest of the three, which is what kind of makes this event special and unique in the fact that the different weather conditions can shape which course becomes harder. Now, if the weather's perfect and everything lays down. As far as wind, I would say to you that Spyglass becomes probably your most difficult challenge, and maybe one that you can either make up a lot of ground with a good score. I mean, you know, again, you have essentially, before you're going to know who the real leader is once everybody gets three rounds in, because, you know, typically Monterey Peninsula Country Club, that'll have kind of the lowest scoring average, and partly because the par is not, you know, what they have it there as well. I believe it's 71. So, you know, you have that, number one, it's already going to have a lower scoring average. But you'll see after three rounds, you know, who the real leader is. Because if everybody's taken advantage of Monterey Peninsula, for example, or Spyglass or Pebble, they're all going to play well there. And if a guy comes out and shoots a low score at, let's say, Spyglass, that really puts him in a good position. And traditionally, that's what it's been. A guy that can shoot 67, 68 at Spyglass, the first round or so, those are the guys, too, that can sneak in that you were asking about earlier. So I think if the weather goes down, I think, you know, Pebble can certainly be one area, though, that people can make some moves. It's certainly, again, and that's why it's for Saturday, Sunday, for the third, you know, the final round, it makes such a great finishing course.
Well, again, we're on with Eric Lippert, the head golf professional out at Pebble Beach, and I'm curious. We're gonna, I think our listeners are gonna be watching, especially because there's no football on this weekend. I want to take you out to your teaching facility and what you're seeing there. And we're broadcasting live this morning from Club Champion Custom Club Fitting Facility here in Charlotte, and you know we're talking a lot about encouraging people to swing their swing. When you see somebody come out there, you tend to be a swing your swing guy, or are you trying to hone in on something that is a little bit more perfect?
You know, it depends. You know, at being a resort, we have a lot of different kind of interactions, meaning it depends who comes out and what they're looking for. If I have a longtime local student that I'm working with, then clearly we would set up a kind of a different kind of a plan in terms of where do we want to go, what are your golfing goals, and then how do we get you to meet those? And that's a time and a progression, right? Because we have that time together, because they have the ability to constantly come out and see us and improve together as a team. And then when you have your, you know, a resort guest, you know, you want to probably encourage whatever you arrived here with. When you came to Pebble Beach, whatever you came here with, you still are here to play golf first and foremost, right? So the last thing I need to do is teach you to swing the club, you know, inside out if you're always swinging outside in. So we'll make adjustments. We'll help you find out, you know, we'll help you find and work with what you're working with and make that a little bit better and give you some pieces of that to that puzzle to help you enjoy your rounds while you're here. And certainly then we would encourage you to see your local club pro when you do head back home, because, you know, if you don't have time to build an active game plan with someone to really facilitate their improvement, then it's hard to give them big pieces that they can take home and work on or while they're here to enjoy the golf course.
Yeah, Eric, and before we let you go, do you have a magic tip or a statement or thought that you can put into your students' heads to get people to think less about getting 10 more yards on their drive and maybe shaving a few strokes off their round?
Absolutely. Well, you know, I mean, the focus is, you know, the game is played by score, not by swing, right? And I know that sounds pretty simple, but that's the fact, you know. You don't play chess by looking at what the pieces do. You play it with a strategy, okay? And it's the same way with golf. So you have to understand is play a strategy, play with a game plan, play your game. The best game that you know how to play is, you know, if you know you slice it, if you can just play that, you know, instead of trying to draw the ball all the day long when you don't know how to do that, you know, that's obviously a recipe for failure. So, you know, in a real quick and easy way is you want to just stick with the strategy that you're aware of until you can change what it is that you physically can do. So do what you do best, enjoy it, have fun, and then look around you because you're the most beautiful place in the world.
Well, Eric, we appreciate you coming on with us. Have a great weekend and a great finish to the event out there, and we look forward to seeing some great scores on the weekend.
Guys, thank you so much for having me on. You guys have a great day too, okay?
All right, will do. Thanks a lot.